You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are talking this morning with local owner of Underground Artisans, Brielle Girardi. Brielle, thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Let's start at the very beginning. As an artist, what was the very first thing you remember creating, or the first moment you feel like you thought, you know what, art, this is something I could do?
I mean, that's just been a constant thing in my life since I was little. I used to make my own toys. So I would just sit in my room for hours and like make my own toys and like dolls out of paper and make my own games and things like that. So it's just always just been
part of
a thing.
You.
Yeah.
So then how did that talk me through your journey of as an artist? You started out finding creative ways as a little kid, and then what happened next?
Well, I got older and, you know, life hit. I had to get a job and I kind of lost focus on my art for a while. I actually became a truck driver for a little while.
That is so cool.
Yeah. And I drove all around the country and it was a really cool experience, but I was super unhappy and the universe kind of put me where I needed to be. The company went out of business and I came back home to Cookeville. And I just kind of started working with Nick Freeman from Picasso's and we were like, let's just throw events. And it was just kind of a small thing that we started doing and it just blossomed into this big thing because we have such a great community here. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of how we ended up here.
Yeah, so you're a Cookeville boomeranger. You were born here?
I was actually born in Long Island, New York, but I've been here since I was three, so this is my home for sure.
How do you get from Long Island to Cookeville? How did that family choice, how was that made?
So my mom actually worked in the Twin Towers, and they were basically afraid of like just living in the big city with all like
everything,
you know, threats of terrorism and stuff. So the whole family moved here to Monterey, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, but I've been in Cookeville for the past 15 years.
Very cool. So you kind of went down this road of the truck driver thing, and that, you know, that was just what do you call it, like a pause?
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of feeling really lost in life, and I wanted to get ahead, and so I thought that would be a good way to do that. But it didn't really happen like that, and I was in an aluminum box all the time, and I couldn't create anything, so. Mm. It taught me a lot.
You know? So then you're back in Cookeville.
Yeah.
And you and Nick Freeman connect. I love Nick. He's such a
he's great
guy.
Yeah.
And then what is your medium?
So I do a lot of things. The main thing that I've been doing is resin art. I like to make my own molds and stuff like that. So it's very unique. But I've been trying to get away from that because I do feel like I'm creating plastic. But I just make things. I love to upcycle clothing. I love to paint. I love to like curate, you know, so just everything.
So your love of art, and then you started talking with Nick about the idea of throwing events. What do you mean events?
So we are doing our best to just bring artists together. We just want to help people showcase themselves and their art and like just show them that it's possible that you can do this as a side hustle or even full time. So we've just been trying to bring together a community and throw fun events. We want to make Cookeville like a more enticing destination. We want to bring up the arts community. We want to like embrace everyone and just bring people together. So
very cool. Yeah. What was the very first one that happened?
So we actually did like a pizza party for Halloween last year. We called it Picasso's Peculiar Pizza Party. And we just had like maybe five vendors come and it was just kind of like, we didn't even really plan on doing it again. We were like, let's just do this for Halloween because we love Halloween. And then I did the Christmas event at Red Silo. I just kind of helped them book the vendors and then we ended up coming back and doing the Valentine's Day market. And then we did the big street fair in March and that event was like charmed. I mean, it was so good and everybody, all the vendors did so well. And there was like 40 vendors. There was like maybe five or six food trucks and we worked really hard to throw that one and it was great. So that was kind of like what inspired me to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As an event thrower that's dealing with artists, how hard are artists to wrangle?
Artists? Well, I mean, I wish I could get more of them out. They're actually super easy to work with. Everyone that I've worked with is so, so sweet. The farmer's market is a whole other story, though. The farmers are a little harder to wrangle than the artists.
I can imagine. I know that a lot of artists, you know, they like to be elusive or sometimes the keeping the art for themselves. Or I think a big struggle with artists is not knowing how to market themselves or sell their product or make a living from it. And I think that this is something that you're trying to help artists
absolutely
learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what would you say to someone that is just kind of starting out as an artist and wants to maybe make it a side hustle?
So I know one thing that I see a lot of artists struggle with and one thing that I used to struggle with is they get really stressed about like having enough inventory and like thinking they're going to sell out, but it's never going to happen. You're never going to sell out at any event you go to. I mean, if you do, that's awesome. But I think it's just important to like just put yourself out there as often as you can. Like even if it's just a few pieces, I think a lot of people are like they want to have like this full big setup, but it's like it's okay to just bring a few cool pieces.
Just put your little place in the world. Yeah. We'll be back in just a moment talking with Brielle Girardi here on The Scene. You're listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are talking with Brielle Girardi, local artist and owner of Underground Artisans, mover and shaker, adding some art and class to our town of Cookeville. Brielle, we're so glad to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
You know, we talked for a little bit briefly about your history as an artist and kind of your journey into this place that you found now. And tell me about Underground Artisans. Tell me how that, first of all, tell me about the name. Tell me about how it started and tell me how people can get involved.
So the name, I don't know. I've always had a really hard time coming up with names, but I just wanted it to be something that felt inclusive so that people that maybe aren't as much in the art scene feel kind of compelled to like come join. One of the big things that I really like to do is just showcase small businesses and help people that maybe aren't super far with their, you know, vending experience and stuff like that. And I've vended a lot. I've vended at Bonnaroo and a lot of big festivals. So I have a lot of experience with that. So I just want to help people that maybe haven't had that experience to kind of get to that point of vending.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you have a couple of different events that are coming up and happening, and these are happening regularly. These are regular events now. So there's a farmer's market and then there's a night market. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about the farmer's market first.
So the farmer's market is every Wednesday from 4 to 8 p.m. It's actually a farmer's and maker's market. So we've got some artists there too. It's a pretty cute little market. We have music sometimes. There's sometimes a DJ or some of my friends will just come play guitar and drums.
Where is it?
It's at 7 West Spring Street in the Old Bros building across from Vertical Coffee. It's the building with the chicken on it, so it's very suitable for a farmer's market.
Very nice.
Yeah. But yeah, we're there every week from 4 to 8, and you can find usually homemade bread. You can find microgreens, plants, like homemade quilts, aprons, local meat, fresh eggs. I mean, it's a great shopping spot. So,
how do people get involved with that? If there was somebody that wanted to sell their wares,
oh yeah,
what do they need to
we're
do?
Always looking for people to come vend. Just contact me either on Facebook or Instagram or email. It's Underground Artisans Tennessee on Facebook. Same on Instagram. But yeah, you can just reach out to me through message. Just, you know, beware of those scammers on Facebook.
All the scammers. Yeah. So the farmer's market is really geared more kind of around food, mm-hmm, and a little bit of maker involved. But tell me about the night market.
So the night market is actually, we haven't had it yet. It starts this Friday. It's going to be more artist centric, but we do want to have some food trucks. We want to make sure we have music every week. It's supposed to be like a very eclectic, kind of fun, upbeat thing. We're going to have a DJ. DJ Bob Marlos is going to be there this week. He's going to be playing some sick beats. But yeah, it's going to just be a big art market. We just kind of want to make it feel, it's an arts district. So we're kind of trying to just put the arts district, mm-hmm, back into the arts district with,
yeah,
that one.
I, yeah, love that. Is that in the same location as the farmer's market?
Yeah, it's in the same location.
So just if anybody's just tuning in, we're talking with Brielle Girardi, and she is the owner of Underground Artisans. And we're talking about the farmer's market and the night market that are going to be regular events happening in Cookeville. The farmer's market is every Wednesday from 4 to 8 p.m. And then the night market is every Friday,
mm-hmm, from 6 to 10 p.m.
From 6 to 10 p.m. Is there a cost to come?
It is completely free. It's family and dog friendly.
Dog friendly.
Yeah.
I love that.
We encourage you to bring your dogs.
Oh, I love that. Oh, well, I'll definitely be there.
Yeah.
Bring all 20 of mine.
Yes.
Tell me about how people can get involved. You said you can look them up on Instagram. You, mm-hmm, can look the Underground Artisans Tennessee up on Instagram. Is there a cost for people to share their wares?
So there is a small vendor fee. It's $20 for the farmer's market, and it's $30 for the night market.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, we try to keep it really low. I want my people to make money. Yeah. We just kind of have to pay for like advertising and just all the time and energy we put into everything. But yeah, there's a small fee, but yeah, you can just contact me on Facebook.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work to put together an event like this. Mm-hmm. Who do you have working with you?
Right now it's just me and Nick Freeman and whatever friends I can get to volunteer to help me out. So I appreciate them so much because yeah, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
Are you looking for volunteers? Is this something that people can come and help with, even if they're not necessarily a farmer or a maker?
Oh yeah. I could use all the help that I can get, honestly. I mean, sometimes some of the vendors could use help setting up, just unloading and loading their cars. Some of them are a little bit older, so I try to get around there and help them, but I'll just be running around, and it's a lot for just me. So anyone that wants to come volunteer, you know, and we'll try to fit you in if you want to be involved in some other way. You know, I want to involve everyone as much as I can.
What's the greatest thing you've eaten at the farmer's market? What is your favorite thing that you have had?
So my friend James that owns Gio's Cottage Bread Company, he does Cuban sandwiches on his homemade Cuban bread.
Yum.
Oh my gosh, they're so good.
That's amazing. Well, he'll be serving those up.
So he's still doing his bread, but he just got a location in Livingston that he's going to open a deli. So he's not going to be with us as much, but he's going to put his bread there. He's going to bring me bread, and we're going to do like an honor system kind of thing.
Yeah, but what a great example of this kind of organization elevating someone to the place where they can open their own shop. That's incredible.
Yeah, he's been with me since the beginning, so I'm so proud of him.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, we're talking with Brielle Girardi, and we're going to be back in just a moment on the scene to find out a little bit more about Underground Artisans and the markets coming up here in Cookeville. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we're here talking with Brielle Girardi, owner of Underground Artisans and founder of the local upcoming Farmers Market and Night Market here. Welcome, Brielle. Welcome back. Tell us, just for people that are just turning in, how can people find the Farmers Market and the Night Market that are coming up?
So if you have Facebook, you can follow me on Facebook at Underground Artisans Tennessee. You can see all the events that we're throwing there, or you could just drive down Spring Street past the building with the chicken, and there's a lot of signs up that you'll see advertising. So
building with the chicken.
Yeah. 7 West Spring Street.
So a community like Cookeville that has such a strong art presence, but could obviously always have more. Tell me why this was the place that you chose to do this.
Well, this is just where I was at. So it just kind of happened, and I kind of ran into the right people, and
you bloomed where you were planted.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you think something like this is important to a community?
Well, I just think it's important for people to have a place to like embrace their art and put themselves out there and, you know, enjoy their creative side. So
are most of the people that you work with professional artists, or do you think that it's kind of a mixture, or are there people that are making their living doing this, or for most is it a passion project or side hustle?
I think a lot of it is a passion project and side hustle, but a lot of them are kind of getting to a point where they want to do it full time, or they're kind of figuring out how to. And when you see that, it's so inspiring. There is a few of them that do, and I love that for them. So we just want to keep creating more opportunities for them to continue that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. What's next? What do you see coming down the line?
Well, we want to keep doing the markets. We want to bring the street fair back next year. We want to do it bigger. We want to just get as many people involved as we can. And we just want to keep doing what we're doing, you know, just keep the mojo going.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Tell me about some of the vendors that are involved with the markets.
Okay. So I've got such a good list of people, and I wish I could name them all, but one of the ladies, her name is Cheryl. It's called Threads of Love, and she is just one of the sweetest ladies I've ever met. She makes the cutest aprons and quilts and oven mitts. She comes to the farmer's market, and she's also going to be at the Friday night markets, but she's a little bit older, and she makes everything with love. And then we've got so many talented like jewelry artists. We've got, it's called Raven Wing Design. She does like wire wrapped crystals, and they're just the most intricate wire wraps that you've ever seen. And they're so affordable. And then we've got people that do stained glass. We've got, blocked right now because there's so many good ones. I have a list.
So in a place like Cookeville, where there are so many artists that are looking for opportunities, this is such a good chance for them to showcase their wares, mm-hmm. and to also have a sort of a storefront possibility when you know, not everybody's going to go and rent a space to have their stuff. So you had some more that you want to talk about, maybe some more of your vendors that you love.
Yeah. So I've got Old Salem Design. I'm sure a lot of people know who that is. She makes like polymer clay jewelry, and it's so cute. I know she sells it at CG's, but she's going to be coming to some of the Friday markets. And then I don't know if anybody knows Iria Keller, but she is probably one of my favorite artists that I've ever met. She works at Meg's Bread. Sorry to be giving out her personal info, but she's so cool. You guys should go say hi. She just makes the coolest drawings, and they'll be like mushroom heads with like legs, and each mushroom has its own style. So there'll be like a gothic mushroom, and then there'll be like a more like cottagecore mushroom. I don't know. It's just cute. And then Bailey Perry, she's like one of my best friends. She does ceramics, and she makes the most amazing like little incense holders and trays. And there's just so much talent in this community. Honestly, I could go on for hours.
There really is.
Yeah.
Well, for people that are not necessarily working as an artist, or even, you know, maybe that's something they'd like to try, what kind of advice would you give to someone that wants to explore that side of themselves?
I mean, just do it. Like, I'm not a painter. And the other day I was like, I'm bored. I'm just going to paint. And so I like went through and I found some paint that I had laying around, and it was all really old and kind of crusty. But I was like, we're going to make it work. And I painted a martini glass, and it looked like absolute crap. It looked so bad. And so I was like, you know what? This is fine. So I just started squirting paint all over the canvas. And then I just kind of scraped it off, and it looks so cool. And everyone's like, Brielle, this is like the coolest thing you've ever made. And so I just think like just having fun with it, like that's what it's about. You know?
Not judging yourself and just letting yourself be in the process. Yeah. And whatever happens, happens.
Exactly.
I ask people this a lot as an artist. How do you know when you are done, when you've finished a, when you've finished a piece of jewelry, you've finished a painting? How do you know when it's finished?
Well, I think it's just kind of a feeling when you look at it and you're like, okay, you know, because the more you add to something, it's going to just keep looking better, but then it's going to get to a point where it's like, okay, you have to leave this alone. And I run into that problem a lot too, but I think it's just a feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brielle, it's been so nice talking with you today. We're running out of time. I could talk to you all day. Please, if you are listening to this, check out the Farmer's Market and the Night Market that are happening at, what's the address?
7 West Spring Street.
7 West Spring Street. It's the building with the chicken on it. Coming up, Farmer's Market's on Wednesdays from 4 to 8.
Yep.
And the Night Market on Fridays from 7 to?
6 to 10 p.m.
6 to 10 p.m. And you can follow them on Instagram, Facebook. They are Underground Artisans Tennessee. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.